Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. So we were talking about depression on our last show, and I just thought we'd touch on that again this time, just for a second, because today's show we're going to talk about anxieties and panic attacks, but these depressions along with these mood-enhancing herbs, this is kind of the same idea, and so that's why I'm kind of just reminding us that our last show that we talked about depression, because lemon balm is excellent for lifting up our spirits. And bees love this plant, and so it really helps with sadness and mild depression and anxiety, menopausal depression, and it also is gentle digestive, so it's really good in teas. Rosemary is excellent too. It's going to help you let go of your worry and increase your concentration and memory by increasing blood flow to really get us going and feeling active again with that serotonin that we want going through in our dopamines and things like that, just racing through our body because we want to be uplifted. So it's a really warming effect, our rosemary. And it's great as a tincture or a new tea. And it comes with helping you during the winter blues. So that's excellent. Lavender, rose petal, St. John's wort. These are all can be used for depression and characterized with low motivation, energy, and appetite. These can help, and as we say, with anxiety and a sense of loss, because this all affects our heart, and if our heart's messed up, then we're starting to feel a little depressed. If it's either hurting, aching, or it's high stress, it's really going to help us calm these nerves and help us kind of balance out. The rose petal is a delightful smell and healing, and believing in the energies of these plants too as part of their healing and believing what they do for us. And really saying thank you to the Creator for everything that these plants do for us, because these rose petals are going to help with our physical fatigue, and it helps dispel some of the mental issues and lifts our depression and kind of helps with the nervous system, really balancing it out and not feeling as irritable or grief or angry. This is all going to help with that depression and anxiety that we get. It's the boost some of our love and intimacy into our lives. So this is really great as a tea too. And our St. John's wort, we've heard about that for years and years. That St. John's wort is really good for depression and brightening up the spirit and just bringing us out of our depth of winter and fatigue and negative sense of self. It really helps, especially if you kind of mix it with some lemon balm. That is excellent. And you can do this for 4 to 6 weeks to help you reach its effectiveness and balance your body so that you're not feeling as sad. And I know some people are like, I've tried St. John's wort. Well, you can try the rose petals, the valerian root. You can try the lavender, rosemary, and lemon balm, because all of these help. And what we do is you find which one works the best for you, because everybody's different. And my nephew, we had given him some valerian, and he didn't care for it because it made him sleepy, and he didn't want to be sleepy all the time. So maybe he could have taken a little less than what the tablet was, or only when he was couldn't sleep from his insomnia. You know, so there's different things that you need to really balance out your own body, and that your body is different from everybody else's. So just know that, because that's going to be the best benefit for you. got a mood enhancing tea here for you. It's two parts lemon balm and half part rose petal. And you can also put a little bit of two parts of lavender in there. So you want to combine your herbs, 1-2 tablespoons of the dry herbs and your 8 to 16 ounces of water. It really depends on the taste, like you do, if you like your tea weaker or stronger. And then what you want to do is you're going to allow it to steep for 15 minutes and then boil. Well, you're going to boil it and then you're going to allow it to sit there for 15 minutes. Okay. Sorry. And then you can drink this up to 3 times per day. And if you like it warm, keep it in a thermos. Or if you like it cool, put it in the fridge and pull it out later. Because tea is really good whether you eat it, drink it cold or hot. It's really good. Holy basil leaf. This supports our digestive and enhances our circulation, which is going to encourage our clear thinking. And so that's going to also help us when it comes to our sugar levels are really high, or maybe it's also good for anti-inflammatory and antioxidant. So this makes for a great tea because we all really want to make sure that our body's feeling the healthiest it can be when we're really high in anxiety or low in depression, or we're just really not feeling proper. That is such a tough thing. So good luck with everybody. And that is our show on anxiety. And we'll see you next year because this is actually our last show of the year. Thanks for listening. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant for providing local programming. We say mi gwich, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Giba Wabanin.